From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 10 years after Hurricane Katrina hit the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes, President Obama hailed the city's survival. In a speech Thursday at a newly built community center in the city's lower Ninth Ward that was badly hit by the hurricane, President Obama highlighted New Orleans' recovery and what he called remarkable progress after suffering massive flooding.
And we came to realize that what started out as a natural disaster became a man-made disaster, a failure of government to look out for its own citizens.
President Obama said the New Orleans recovery is a model for the nation in urban innovation, disaster response, and resilience. A new report is indicating that Pakistan is building 20 nuclear bombs a year. It could become the world's third largest nuclear power within a decade. U.S.-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and the Stimson Center say Pakistan could possess at least 350 nuclear warheads. Only the U.S. and Russia have more. Arab League postponed its efforts to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya, apparently because the League's members divided in their own views on the civil war in the country. Analysts say the indefinite delay announced before the meeting scheduled Thursday in Cairo grew out of one of the original obstacles facing a pan-Arab force. And as many as 50 refugees were found dead inside a truck in Austria Thursday, as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to deal with Europe's migrant crisis. This is VOA News.